May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to you. May you speak to our brothers and sisters today. All these things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Good morning, brothers and sisters. My name is Senya. I am one of the children's pastors at our church, and I'm excited to share God's words with you today.
早上好，弟兄姐妹，我的名字是 Zania，我是我们教会儿童传道之一。今天很高兴能和大家分享神的话语。
You may have seen me upstairs holding a crying baby, singing songs, or telling Bible stories, or even using a stern voice to get kids' attention.
你们可能在楼上见过我，我不是抱着哭泣婴孩，就是在唱歌、讲圣经故事，或者用严肃的语气要吸引孩子们的注意力。
You wouldn't guess it, but I'm really more of a quiet person in a lot of situations.
你们可能想不到吧，在许多情况下，我是一个安静的人。
If I don't have to, I don't like raising my voice, and repeating myself is very uncomfortable for me. I only learn to do all the things with kids because of being a elementary school teacher.
如果可以的话，我并不喜欢提高嗓门重复自己的话，对我来说是很不自在的。我之所以学会这些呢，是因为我曾经是一名学校的老师。
Lately, it's been difficult for me because I'm trying to learn how to talk to my parents as we all get older. There are times that I need to repeat what I said or speak louder.
最近我也在学习如何与我的父母沟通，这对我来说是不容易的，因为我们都在慢慢的变老，有时候我需要重复自己的话，或是声音需要更大声一些。
But I haven't learned to do so without feeling like I'm yelling.
但我还没有学会如何做到这一点，不会觉得自己像是在吼叫一样。
You can imagine how much more hard it is for me to be heard when the TV is very loud.
你可以想象，当电视的声音开得很大的时候，让他们听见我的话就更难了。
How much more is this like hearing God's voice in a very loud world?
这不就像我们在生活中被各样吵杂的声音包围，想要听到神的声音一样吗？
God desires that we hear him, but do we recognize his voice and are we helping others to recognize him?
神盼望我们能够听见他的声音，但我们是否能认出他的声音？我们是否也在帮助别人去认出他呢？
For those who are not familiar with the characters or this passage today, these events happened during the earlier days of Israel's history when they began living in the land God promised Abraham.
对于不熟悉这些人物或这段经文的人来说，这些事件发生在以色列历史的早期。
This was the time of the judges when God chose certain people who obeyed him to deliver Israel.
那是他们刚刚开始居住在神应许他们亚伯拉罕的土地上，这是世世的时代，神拣选的那些顺服他的人来拯救以色列。
Sometimes the people listened to the judges, and so they followed God. A lot of times they didn't listen and they disobeyed God.
很多时候有些以色列人听从世世的劝诫，跟随神，但更多时候他们不听，违背神的命令。
During those days, the people of Israel had a habit of sinning, repenting, being saved by God, and then sinning again. They had trouble hearing God's voice.
在那个时期，以色列人不断陷入犯罪、悔改、被神拯救，然后又犯罪的循环，他们很难听见神的声音。
By the time of the priest Eli, the Bible tells us that God was tired of speaking and not being heard.
到了以利祭司的时代，圣经告诉我们，神已经厌倦了不断说话，却无人请聆听。
For those with children or grandchildren or work with kids, you probably understand a little of God's frustration.
如果你有孩子、孙子，或是做孩子相关的工作，你可能多少能够理解神的这种挫败感。
The first verse tells us that the word of the Lord was rare in those days. There was no frequent vision.
第一节经文告诉我们，当那些日子，耶和华的言语稀少，不常有漠视。
The Hebrew word for rare means precious, like how a diamond or a ruby is precious.
稀少这个词在希伯来文有珍贵的意思，就像是钻石或是红宝石那样珍贵。
As many may know, the value of something often increases when there is very little of it, or if it's hard to get.
众所皆知，如果某样东西越稀少或是越难获得，它的价值就越高。
God had almost stopped talking to his people Israel so that any message from God was precious.
神几乎不再对以色列人说话，因此任何来自神的讯息都显得格外珍贵。
Precious because it was absent in Israel.
之所以珍贵，是因为神的声音已经在以色列人当中很难听到。
Precious because it emphasized Israel's need for God and his voice to guide them.
之所以珍贵，是因为它强调了以色列人对神和他引导的迫切需要。
A failure to recognize God's voice often blinds our sight and leads to choices that do not honor God.
无法辨认神的声音，往往会导致人们的眼睛被蒙蔽，做出不荣耀神的选择。
In those days, you could say that there was a lot of darkness in the world.
在那个时代，世上充满了黑暗。
The picture of the lamp of God in verse 3 is actually an illustration of the dangerous place the Israelites were in.
第3节当中提到神的灯，象征着以色列人所处的危险境地。
And yet, even in the darkness, there was still a little light working.
然而，即使在黑暗之中，仍有一点光在照亮。
It seems that even Eli had some trouble recognizing God's voice.
似乎连以利也难以分辨认出神的声音。
He is described as one whose eyesight was growing dim. He was losing his sight.
他被描述为视力衰退，他正在失去视力。
And we're to understand here that Eli's physical state of sight was also a mirror of his spiritual sight.
这里我们应当明白，以利身上的眼盲也是他属灵景况的一个映照。
If you read 1 Samuel chapter 2, you will find that Eli had seen what his two sons had done to insult God.
如果你阅读《撒母耳记上》第二章，你就会发现以利亲眼看见他的两个儿子如何羞辱神。
They took more than their part of the food offering that was to be given to God. They didn't see the offering as holy.
他们擅自取走本应献给神的祭物，毫无敬畏神的祭品。
Eli had seen what they'd done and he'd done nothing to stop them. But even then, we're told that Eli wasn't completely blind.
以利看到了，但却没有阻止他们。然而，圣经告诉我们，那时的以利还未完全失明。
On the other hand, Samuel was God's answer to a desperate prayer of a barren woman.
另一方面，撒母耳是神对一位不孕妇人迫切祈祷的回应。
In faith, she prayed for a child whom she would dedicate to God's service. So from a young age, Samuel lived in the temple, learning to serve God.
他凭信心向神祷告，求得一个孩子，并承诺把他献给神。因此，从小撒母耳便住在圣殿中学习侍奉神。
He would later become the kingmaker of the first and the second king of Israel.
后来，他成为了以色列第一位和第二位君王的高丽者。
Despite living and serving in the tabernacle, young Samuel didn't recognize God's voice right away because he hadn't learned yet.
尽管撒母耳从小在会幕里生活和服侍，但起初他并未立刻认出神的声音，因为他还没有学会如何聆听神。
And so, from the first three verses, the big question is clear. God desires his people to hear him, but is there anyone who recognizes his voice?
从前3节经文中，我们可以清楚地看见一个重要的问题：神渴慕他的子民听见他的声音，但是否有人可以认出他的声音呢？
In a series of strange events, Samuel is woken in the middle of the night to the voice of God.
在一系列奇特事件中，撒母耳在夜里被神的声音唤醒。
Thinking his teacher had called for him, Samuel awakens, ready for service, reports to Eli the first two times.
他以为是老师在叫他，于是醒来，准备好服侍。前两次都跑去见以利。
Only to be told that Eli did not call for him.
但每次都被告知以利没有叫他。
By the third time, Eli finally realizes that maybe God was trying to talk to Samuel.
到了第3次，以利终于意识到，也许是神在对撒母耳说话。
He recognizes that God could and would call the boy Samuel if he wanted.
他认出神可以并且愿意呼叫呼唤年幼的撒母耳，如果这是出于神的旨意。
And in that moment, Eli could have dismissed what Samuel said as a dream or accused him of lying.
那一刻，以利本可以把撒母的话当成是梦境，或者指责他撒谎。
Eli could have decided to be greedy and tell a lie to keep Samuel from recognizing God's voice.
他甚至可以出于私心欺骗撒母耳，让他无法认出神的声音。
But even now, Eli, in his dim sight, was able to give Samuel some good advice.
但即使在眼目昏花的情况下，以利仍然给了撒母耳一个宝贵的建议。
Next time, listen and obey, and then he sent Samuel back to sleep.
下一次你要聆听并顺服，然后他让撒母耳回去睡觉。
God desires that we hear him, but do we recognize his voice?
神渴望我们听见他的声音，但我们是否能够认出他的声音呢？
In all of our day-to-day experiences, do we recognize God working for us or providing for us?
在我们的日常生活中，我们是否能认出神在我们身上做工，或是供应我们的需要？
In our daily life, do we reflect on the words we read in the Bible and let it change us?
在我们的日常生活中，我们是否会反思自己所读的圣经，并让它改变我们呢？
In the situations that make us uncomfortable or worry or anger us, are we aware of the Holy Spirit's invitation to show what life is like?
在那些让我们感到不舒服、焦虑、沮丧或愤怒的情况下，我们是否意识到圣灵正在邀请我们活出一个不一样的生命呢？
That life following God looks different.
来活出一个彰显神、跟随神一个不同的一个生命。
A few weeks ago, I found myself having to go through a rather angry situation with a rather angry person.
几周前，我经历了一场不愉快的冲突，对方情绪非常的愤怒。
It was the end of the day. Somehow, this person had a really bad day, and it built up a lot until that moment when I met them.
那是一天的结束，而这个人的坏情绪似乎累积了一整天，直到我碰到他。
Somehow I had made them mad enough to make them explode in anger.
不知为何，我成了压倒骆驼的最后一根稻草，让他情绪爆发。
They took their anger out on me and they slung some hurtful words at me.
他把怒气全都发泄在我身上，说了许多伤人的话。
Now, this person is familiar to me, and so normally I might have wanted to yell back at them to defend myself or tell them their mistake. Especially if I had a bad day too.
这个人我很熟悉，所以按照平常的情况，我可能会大声回击，为自己辩护，甚至指出他的错误。尤其我那一天其实也过得不顺利。
You see, that day I'd received some rather disappointing and discouraging news myself.
事实上，那一天我自己也刚刚收到了一些让我失望、灰心的消息。
In that moment, I felt the Holy Spirit invite me to step down and to let Him take over.
但在那一刻，我感受到圣灵。邀请我退让，让圣灵掌控局面。
He gently closed my mouth, put out the fire that was in me so that I could listen.
他温柔的闭上我的嘴，熄灭了我内心的怒火，让我可以静静的倾听。
I'm absolutely sure it was the spirit because the words and the actions to calm this person down were in a much gentler and much more patient voice.
我确信那是圣灵的作为，因为我能够用温柔和耐心的话语安抚那个人。
Than what I knew I had to give myself.
这并不是我自己本能会有的反应。
So, are you recognizing God's voice?
所以你是否能认出神的声音呢？
God desires that we hear him and to help others recognize his voice.
神渴望我们听见他的声音，也帮助他人认出他的声音。
After being sent back to bed the third time, Samuel is wakened the fourth time.
在第二次被送回去睡觉后，萨母尔在第四次被唤醒。
Following Eli's instructions, Samuel finds himself speaking with the Yahweh that he'd only heard stories about, and God had something to say.
按照以利的指示，萨母尔开始与他从前只听过故事的耶和华对话，而神对萨母尔所说的是至关重大的一个信息。
God doesn't just say hello to young Samuel. What he tells Samuel is important news, big people, adult news, heavy news.
神不仅仅是向撒母问好，而是要告诉他一个很大、很重要、沉重的消息，一个大人世界的讯息。
God was going to follow through with the consequences for the sins of Eli and his family.
神要兑现对以利和他家庭因罪而来的惩罚。
So the next morning, Eli insists that Samuel tell him God's message, good or bad.
第二天早晨，以利坚持要撒母耳告诉他神的信息，无论是好或是坏。
Samuel obeys, and Eli's reaction to this bad news is surrender.
撒母耳顺服了，而以利在听到这个坏消息后，选择了顺服。
He doesn't make excuses. Eli doesn't take his anger out on Samuel, but acknowledges his sins and submits to God's authority.
他没有找借口，也没有因愤怒责怪撒母耳，而是承认自己的罪，并顺服神的权柄。
Through this bizarre set of circumstances, we see intergenerational discipleship happen. We see Eli and Samuel helping each other hear God's voice.
通过这一系列奇特的经历，我们看到了跨世代的门徒训练。我们看到以利和撒母耳彼此帮助，一同听见神的声音。
Samuel learned to recognize and help someone else hear God's voice. From Eli and his experience, Samuel learned three things.
撒母耳学会了辨认神的声音，并帮助别人听见神的声音。从以利和这次的经历中，撒母耳学到了三件事。
First, Samuel was made aware of God's voice through Eli's instructions. Samuel's personal experience with God started his lifelong journey to learning to recognize God's voice.
通过以利的指示，撒母耳第一次意识到了神的声音。撒母耳与神的个人经历，开启了他一生学习聆听神声音的旅程。
We've been teaching the kids Bible verses in fun ways, and we've already seen some fruit in this.
我们一直在用有趣的方式教孩子们背诵圣经经文，而我们也已经看到一些成果。
When she was in grade one of our little girls learned her very first Bible verse from Nahum chapter 1, verse 7, that says, "The Lord is good, a refuge in times of trouble. He cares for those who trust in him."
一位小女孩在她1年级时学会了她人生的第一节圣经经文，拿鸿书1章7节：“耶和华本为善，在患难之日为人的保障，并且认得那些投靠他的人。
That Sunday, her parents, her teachers were all so proud of her.
那个主日，他的老师和父母都为他感到骄傲。
But that very same week, this little girl went through a very scary situation. And after the event, her mom reviewed it with her to try to get her child to see God in the situation.
但就在同一周，他经历了一件非常可怕的事情。事后，他妈妈也陪着他回顾那次经历，希望帮助他在其中看到神的作为。
And in her own words, this little girl said, "Mommy, it's like the perfect example of how God gives us peace. When we're in need and in times of trouble, we can reach out to God. He's our refuge."
结果，小女孩自己对妈妈说：“妈妈，这个是一个完美的例子，证明神如何赐给我们平安。当我们有需要的时候，在困难当中的时候，我们可以向神祈祷，那他也会成我们的保障。
It was just like her Bible verse, and through her teachers and parents, this little girl learned to recognize God's presence in her life.
”就像他的圣经经文一样，透过他的老师和父母，他也经历认识到神在他的生命中与他同在，成为他的避难所，成为他的保障。
Number two, Samuel, learned that God has a spot in his kingdom for even a boy like him. Following and serving God doesn't just start when we're older. If God wants it, it will happen even
还
in
学
our
会了神在第二段位，还是神的还预备的位置，跟随和服侍神是从那之后才开始。
That little girl that I shared about earlier was also learning this too. A few weeks after her scary event, the words of Nahum chapter 1, verse 7 had taken root in her heart and began to grow.
我之前听到那个小女孩也学到这一点，在她经历那次可怕事件的几周后，那红书1章7节的话语也已经深深扎根在她幼小的心里，并且开始成长。
Her family had learned that a friend was going through something scary and At that moment, this little girl recognized Nahum chapter 1, verse 7 wasn't just true for her, it was true for this adult.
他的家人得知一位朋友正经历一件非常困难的事情，那一刻，他意识到《纳红书》1章7节的真理不仅仅是适用于他自己，也适用于他所有的人，包括那位朋友。
She shared the very same words of comfort and encouragement to an adult who was hurting and in need of refuge. She helped someone recognize God's voice.
他用同样的话语安慰并鼓励一位正在受伤以及需要避难所的大人。他帮助别人认识到神的声音。
Like Samuel, through her experience, that little girl saw that she has a place in God's kingdom as she is now, as a kid. He placed her in her family and school in different places to do things only she can do.
就像萨母尔一样，透过他的经历，这个小女孩明白了，她在神的国度中已经有了位置，正如她现在一样。作为一个孩子，神将他放在他的家庭、学校环境中，让他做只有他能做的事情。他的门徒训练之旅已经开始了，神并没有等到他长大才使用他。
Her journey of discipleship has already started. God did not wait for her to grow up first.
他的这个门徒训练之旅已经开始了，神并没有等到他长大才使用他。
Similar to the grade 1 to 6s, we've been teaching our little kids the Bible cheers that I've written. Every 3 months, I set a theme Bible verse to a song that I write.
与一年级和六年级的孩子类似，我们也一直在用圣经欢呼歌来教最小的孩子们。我每3个月都会设置一个主题经文，并配上一首自己编的旋律。
Through these repeated cheers, Jesus' littlest disciples at MCBC are learning the Word of God.
透过这些不断重复的欢呼的这些歌，那 MCBC 最小的门徒们正在学习神的话语。
Their discipleship journey has already started. God does not wait for them to grow up first.
他们的门徒训练之旅已经开始了，神并没有等到他们长大才开始。
Third, from Eli's instruction reaction, Samuel learned that listening to God's voice might mean acknowledging your mistakes or sins, but it's important.
第三，透过以利的指引和反应，撒母耳学到了，听从神的声音可能意味着承认自己的错误和罪，但这仍然是至关重要的。
He saw firsthand what submitting to God's authority looks like.
他亲眼见证了顺服神的权柄是什么样的。
Now, Eli learned to recognize and helped someone else hear God's voice. He acknowledged that God could speak to him through the boy Samuel, despite his own very long years of experience.
以利学会了辨认神的声音，并且帮助别人听见神的声音。以利承认神可以通过年幼的撒母耳对他说话，尽管他自己已经有了多年的属灵经验。
Despite his, or he understood God could work in however young or old a person is, as long as their heart was in the right condition.
他明白，无论年龄大小，只要人的心态是正确的，神都可以在他们身上动工。
So, do we have the insight to take the experiences of our young people seriously? Do we believe that God can and will work in the life of a youth or a child?
我们是否有洞察力去认真对待这些年幼的人的属灵经验？我们是否相信神能够并且愿意在孩子或青少年的生命中动工呢？
There are many accounts within these pages that show how God has chosen to speak to and through young people.
在这本圣经中，有许多例子显示，神选择对这些年轻的这些孩子们说话，并且通过他们工作。
Children and youth are also to be included as potential active members of the people of God.
儿童和青少年也应该被视为神子民中活跃的成员。
They too have the potential to receive the good news of Jesus and receive the full Holy Spirit and not just the kids' version.
他们同样有潜力接受耶稣的好消息，并且领受完整的圣灵，而不仅仅是儿童版的圣灵。
So, how are we going to encourage opportunities to recognize God's voice?
那么，我们该如何创造机会帮助他们能够认出、辨认神的声音呢？
As adults, have conversations with each other. Talk about your day and your life with the brothers and sisters. What are you struggling with? What might God be showing you?
作为成年人，我们要彼此交谈，与弟兄姐妹分享你的一天和生活经历，你遇到了哪些挑战？神可能在向你显明什么？
Together, help each other sort through the noise in our dark world and be the light to each other. Point each other to God.
一起帮助彼此在这黑暗世界中筛选纷乱的声音，成为那微小的光，彼此指向神。
Together in your community, learn to spot God working, learn to recognize his voice.
在你的群体中，一起学习察觉神的作为，学习认出他的声音。
Together, help our children and youth sort out the noise in our world. Be their light to point them to God.
一起帮助我们的孩子和青少年，在这黑暗世界中筛选纷乱的声音，成为他们微小的光，指引他们归向神。
Together in your community, show them how to spot God working, guide them to recognize his voice.
在你的群体中，向他们展示如何察觉神的作为，引导他们认识神的声音。
Whether you are married or single, have children or not, with our children and youth in our midst, have conversations with them.
无论你是已婚还是单身，有没有孩子，能够与我们当中的儿童和青少年多交流。
Ask them about what they've experienced, what they're hearing and seeing, a movie or YouTuber that they watch. Process with them how these experiences might reflect or not reflect God.
询问他们的经历，他们听到或看到的事情，譬如说他们喜欢的电影或是 YouTuber，与他们一起分析这些经历是否反映了神的品格，或者是否偏离了神的心意。
Let them see you worship and pray, share the gospel, resolve conflicts as a family of God, compromise for each other, serve each other, and let them get involved.
让他们看到你如何敬拜、祷告、分享福音，作为神的家庭，解决冲突，彼此妥协和服侍，让他们参与进来。
Don't wait until you're more spiritual or closer to holy. Share your genuine experiences of God. Even that one time when you felt like yelling, but you felt the Holy Spirit tell you not to yell.
不要等到你变得更属灵或更圣洁才开始，只要真实的分享你对神的经历。比如有一次你真的很想回骂别人，但你感受到圣灵阻止了你，让你没有发火。
Don't wait until they're more grown up. Discipleship is as important now as it will be then.
也不要等到他们长大才开始，门徒训练现在和未来一样重要。
I conducted some research at our church a few years ago, and I had a chance to talk to a parent about how she and her husband understand spiritual formation at home and asked them to share some of their secrets with me.
几年前，我在教会进行一个研究，采访了一对父母，了解他们如何在家中进行属灵塑造，并分享他们的秘诀。
And it turns out much of it was from intentional relationships and consistent conversations.
结果发现，他们的秘诀在于有意识的一个关系，建立关系和持续的对话。
She shared with me that they engaged their children through a few regular family activities like reading the Bible or praying together.
他告诉我，他们经常透过一两个固定的家庭活动，譬如说一起读经或祷告。
They also intentionally journeyed with their kids on the day to day by reflecting on the school day or something that happened or something they watched. They asked their kids to consider if they sense God in the situation or if they saw God at working.
同时，他们也有意识到，有意识的在日常生活中陪伴孩子，比如反思一天的学校生活，或讨论某个事件，或他们所看的、观看的内容，鼓励孩子思考他们是否在其中感受到神，或者他们的经历是否反映了神的心意。
Now, recently, the dad and their eldest child had a chance to join our short-term mission trip to Cambodia.
最近，这位父亲和他们的长女有机会一起参加我们的柬埔寨短期宣教之旅。
Knowing what their eldest experiences of God, what she knew and believed about God, they decided now was the best time to encourage her to live out her faith in action.
最近，这位父亲和他们的长女有机会一起参加这个宣教之旅的时候，由于他们了解长女对神的经历、认识和信仰，因此他们认为现在是最佳时机，鼓励他将信仰付诸行动。
Now was the chance to allow her to see God working, not just in her small world, but in the lives of strangers half a world away.
现在这次让他看到神的作为，不仅仅在他的小世界里，也在地球另一端的陌生人身上。
I'm certain that this young lady and these parents are actively learning to recognize God's voice together.
我相信这位年轻的女孩和她的父母正在积极的学习认出、辨认神的声音，并学会如何帮助彼此听见神的声音。
1 Samuel 3 closes off with the statement that Samuel grew. He was learning to recognize God's voice and later on helped many others recognize God's voice.
撒母耳记三章的结尾告诉我们，撒母耳成长了，他学习认出辨认神的声音，并帮助许多人认出神的声音。
God desires that we hear him and that we help others recognize his voice. Do you recognize him? And are you involved in helping even one other person learn to recognize God's voice?
神渴望我们听见他的声音，并帮助别人认出神的声音。你能认出神的声音吗？你是否正在帮助至少一个人学习认出神的声音吗？
Let's pray.
让我们去祷告。
God, thank you that you talk to us.
主，感谢你你对我们说话，
Help us to recognize your voice.
帮助我们能够认出你的声音，
Help us to help others recognize your voice.
帮助我们也能够帮助别人一起来认出你的声音。
Give us obedient hearts to follow you.
给我们一个顺服的心来跟随你。
In Jesus' name, amen.
我们这样祷告是奉靠耶稣基督的名求，阿门。